hours. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Breezy, much cooler Tuesday night, low 47. Wednesday, high in the upper 60s. Then we'll be in the mid-40s on Thursday morning. What a big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Several local communities now have new curfews in place to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Montgomery's curfew is from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. Selma has a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. And Crenshaw County's curfew lasts from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. No incidents have been reported involving the curfews. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus cases have now topped 800. East Alabama Medical Center confirmed 5 coronavirus-related deaths at the hospital over the weekend. And Greenville police are investigating a deadly shooting over the weekend. Police have 2 suspects in custody, but they're still searching for 22-year-old Antoine Thompson. The shooting happened Sunday afternoon at a gas station on Willow Lane. Police have not identified the victim. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. What's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to, as I promised, Jeff Sessions, candidate for U.S. Senator, former U.S. Senator of the great state of Alabama, and former Attorney General. Senator, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thanks, Dan Morris.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, yeah.
That is good. That is good. I hope you're staying safe and healthy.
We're doing that. I did a TV interview, but we stood 10 feet apart in the parking lot.
Well, did you have a megaphone or something?
Well, the electronics, it works pretty good.
That's good.
There are things that can continue to be done if you're careful. We're not doing a lot of that. Most of the TV stations are not, having guests. So we work at it. We're working it every day. This is an important time for America. There's no time for our leaders to be sitting at home twiddling their thumbs. A lot to be done.
There you go. Let's talk about this virus and kind of the origins of this. What did you think about China saying or insinuating that American soldiers launched the Hunan virus? Wuhan.
Dan, this is such a deep, deep thing that we all of us in America need to reacquaint ourselves with, and that is these totalitarian communist regimes focus only on what's good for the regime. They reject truth. They reject humanity. Whatever they think advances their agenda, that's what they do. So that is the challenge that we have to understand whenever we deal with them. You can deal with them at certain levels. What Reagan said, trust but verify. So that is a problem that we face, and if we recognize that, we can do better. But they are cheating us on a whole lot of areas. Just imagine what would happen if University of Alabama Birmingham Hospital had become aware in the hospital of a major outbreak of some sort of new virus that was, could kill people, and kept it secret and let it spread around the world. That is basically what they did. That is what they did. And it is a horrible, horrible thing. I can't imagine a Canada or Mexico or Brazil or any other country like that doing such a thing. They rejected the right of the world inspectors and American people to come in and help them. So this is the problem. But it's not just there. It's technology. It's bioscience. It's military secrets that they're stealing. It's unfair trade advantage they're taking of us, subsidizing their factories to close our factories and taking over the market. Those kind of things we've got to stand up to. We need a full-fledged analysis of how China is taking advantage of us today. We need to stand up to it. We have the leverage. We have our markets. They cannot survive economically without access to our markets. And we need to be able to use that leverage and protect ourselves. If we don't, they will achieve their overt goal, which is by 2049, the 100th anniversary of the communist takeover of China, to be the preeminent world power. And it would be such a tragedy for the West, for democracy, for freedom, for truth, were that to happen.
How concerned are you about us getting so much of our medication and medicines from China?
It's just typical. They've taken that over. It's not much labor that goes into medicines. They could be made here, very competitively priced. So they've sent that signal that they might withhold it. So now we have every right and a duty to take action. Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, has got a plan that would bring back our drug manufacturing here. We absolutely should do that. We absolutely should not allow critical components of American health and welfare to be manufactured from a country that threatens to shut it off in our time of need.
In Tom Cotton's plan, do you like the way he incentivizes having those that medicines made here?
Yes, that's a very, very good way. And I would definitely support that. I would say when it comes to critical national security, we should just take whatever steps are necessary. For example, they have invested heavily through Huawei, this big company, the largest IT, I guess, company in the world. They want to do our 5G, the high-speed internet transformation. They want to do that worldwide. We cannot have the Chinese communists run our internet system. I don't care what it costs and what actions we have to take. We know this is totally irrational. Australians have said no. Other countries have said no. President Trump has said no. But the Brits are willing to do this, it looks like. So I think these are the kind of decisions that we have to make reasonably and thoughtfully, but resolutely, that certain things, China, you don't run in our country. Important, our steel industry. There are things that you just can't export all that kind of manufacturing.
We are very, very fortunate to have Air War College here in Montgomery, and we tap into the expertise. And Dr. Dawn Murphy, who is a Harvard PhD, specializes in China. She says that the China philosophy of the rope and belt is that they want to get you hooked on their cheap things, and then they've got you. Then you take down all your systems that where you were developing, they're the only game in town, and then they start jacking up prices, and then they own you. And she used that terminology, they own you.
That is correct. That is fundamentally correct. They have the most ambitious plan in human history, one writer said, to advance their agenda. And we say, you know, if you target one of our companies and they lose market share and finally have to go bankrupt or shut their factory down, well, that's just the free market. But China abuses the free market. They know how the free market works, and they know how to, that they can subsidize or steal technology, aid their companies in various ways that put out of business an American company. And that weakens America. This is not fair trade in so many ways. And we just have to fight back. And one of the most obvious two is tariffs. That's always been a tool. We had tariffs since the founding of the Republic. And President Trump is willing to use it. That's how he redid NAFTA and got the new Canadian-Mexican agreement. He's used that on China so far and made progress already on one step. But we've got to stay at it, and we have to be aware that this virus thing is such a revealing moment. A guy wrote a book in 2019 about it, warning about China, and he said America will respond once they have a Sputnik moment. And Dan, I'm thinking, this was just last year, and I'm thinking this is what we've got now. This Wuhan virus cover-up is a Sputnik moment. It reveals the extent to which this regime is not a regime of humanity and truthfulness.
That's interesting because I've heard several other senators use that terminology, including Tom Cotton, talking about that it was a cover-up.
Well, it absolutely is. I mean, they put the doctor in jail. They put the doctor in jail for trying to warn the world about the danger of this pandemic. A British study said that if they had announced this problem 3 weeks earlier, 95% of the infections around the globe would not have occurred.
Wow.
Just imagine that.
That's incredible. Joey, we had a caller call in with a question, and Joey has it for you.
Yes, Senator Sessions, somebody called in, seeing if you've looked into or if you could look into, maybe put pressure on these Confucius centers at universities. They've been kind of branded as cultural outreach, getting to know the Chinese, but some worry it advances the Communist Party's propaganda. Have you looked into those, and would you?
Yes, I'm pretty familiar with it. I would just say as the Attorney General met with the FBI, and we realized that even more than I had understood, China is doing multiple things to advantage themselves. We more than doubled the budget for the FBI for these kind of things. In the last 4 years of the Obama administration, there were zero charges against Chinese entities. Now there are 50 pending. Chris Wray, the new director of the FBI, said they have over 1,000 investigations ongoing in every one of his 56 field offices. So this is the kind of challenge that we face, and if we do our job, we can stand up to it for sure. The Confucius Centers, a lot of it is okay, you know, a lot of it's good Chinese students that come here. But anyone who thinks that China does not use this kind of activity to advance their agenda is just incorrect. They're always looking for advantage. They always have their students wanting to get into high-tech areas, and then when they come back home, they're debriefed about what they learned. And constantly doing that allows them to decipher a lot of our technology that we've spent millions and hundreds of millions of dollars to develop, and they develop it through theft. It's a common thing. So the Confucius Centers, I think the FBI is concerned about it, and they need to be monitored more closely than they have.
Senator, Senator, Alabama's been hit extremely hard by this whole lockdown by government and such, but everybody's been hurt, but one area that's been hurt really badly is Baldwin County. How devastating is that to the Baldwin County area of not having the tourists coming in down the Gulf Shores?
Oh, well, it's just huge, huge, huge. We've just had a booming coastal area of Alabama. It's producing tax revenue for the whole state. People buy gasoline on the way down and pay taxes to us. They stay in hotels all over the state. But it is really a key to a lot of economic development for Alabama. And it's just a tough, tough time. Now, this stimulus package, that's what it's supposed to be designed to do. It's very, very hard to write a package like that big, and actually effectively, smartly get the money to where it should go. But there's no doubt that this package will help. But it is a the tourist industry, the hotel industry, the airlines, hardly anybody's flying now. I heard a person took a plane from D.C. to Texas. There were eight people on the plane. This is an economic catastrophe, really. And if we just got to see if we can't figure out how to get through it with the least amount of damage and then bounce back rapidly on the other side. That's got to be our goal. That's what the president's goal is. I mean, you can just see it every time you hear him talk. He wants to get this country back to work again as soon as we possibly can. But we also got to protect it. And so that's the thing he and his experts are wrestling with every day.
Were you kind of surprised that he said that they're going to continue this on until April the 30th?
Well, I think he's very transparent about it. He wanted to end it before then. But the reality of the epidemic is such that he felt he just had to continue it. And so I'm sure he's monitoring it every day. They have better information than I have. But there's no doubt that if we stay careful, stay in our homes as much as possible, don't interact as much as we possibly can do, the spread of this disease will be a lot less. And the likelihood of a catastrophe in our hospitals is reduced. But it's an impactful disease. There's no way around it.
In looking at the stimulus package, do you think that was too much, about right? And are you worried that this does not have enough containers in it to kind of stop abuse?
Well, it's so complex, these bills are. I give the Republicans credit for knocking out most of the ridiculous political policies and expenditures that Nancy Pelosi put in it. They fought hard and for the most part won on that. When I was in the Senate, I chaired for 4 years and was very active in the Senate Steering Committee, the conservative group, Jim DeMint and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and all of them. We would read bills, every bill, and find buried in them sneaky bad things. And we would hold up the bills and often more successful in removing a lot of bad things. It was just a thankless task because you get attacked by holding up the bills. But this one is even bigger. It's more dramatic. The crisis is far greater. And so I'm hopeful that they will monitor it very, very closely in real time. And as soon as they discover that people are taking advantage of things aren't working like they expected, they will act promptly to fix it. That's what I think the key at this point. We needed legislation like this, but it was no way the members of Congress, even, no matter how hard they tried, which some of them obviously didn't have good motives, but to make it work like you'd like perfectly, it's just not humanly possible.
Senator, let me go to a quick break and come back to you and follow back up on that line of questioning, plus some others. Senator Jeff Sessions on the line, candidate for U.S. Senate, great state of Alabama. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limo and Doug.
Check it out, Limo. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Senator, I bet you have some tales to tell on the on dealing with some of this legislation, but were you surprised, or is this a very typical of Nancy Pelosi trying to put in stuff for Planned Parenthood and the voting things that she did, same-day registration, that you couldn't take people off the voting rolls any longer, things like that? Is that typical of what happens?
Yeah, it's very typical of most any big bill involving anything, commerce, agriculture, defense. A lot of these things get put in there that are unrelated to the bill that are very bad policy. The kind of things that would not pass, Dan, if they were brought up standalone on the floor of the Senate. And so they try to stick them into what they call a big train that's moving. If you can put another thing on the train that's moving, something that really has to pass, like the defense bill or this bill, then you've gained. I am a bit surprised, really, at this total overreach on a bill of such critical national importance that Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic House would take such a ridiculous, extreme rush at advancing a left-wing political agenda, Green New Deal, voting changes and all the things that they wanted that can't pass, they decided to stick on there. So it was really, I think, hopefully, an embarrassment to them. And I was, as I indicated, I think the Republicans went to the floor. You know, Susan Collins and
Collins
Kennedy
is great.
People, they just went to war and they won, basically, on most of it. So that's, to me, what I've criticized my Republican colleagues for. That we don't stand up and fight hard enough. And when we fought, we won. And I did it on the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, and we changed the whole dynamic. I beat them 3 times on immigration bills. That every time it was a long shot to stop it. But when you fight hard enough and the American people start listening, then the votes start changing. The American people have to threaten their members of Congress, really, to get them to push back against this kind of thing. So I'm both surprised and not surprised. It's done like this all the time. I've spent a career trying to fight against it, but this one surprised me because it was so blatant on such an important bill.
How important is it that someone is there that can stop TPP, and how did you do that?
Well, the way I did TPP was I went down into the basement of the Capitol. They wouldn't even let it be made public. And I studied it, and I was able to reveal a lot of it. We went to the public. We explained how this was creating something like the European Union. And we were putting the United States in a trade agreement with, 12 other countries, and the Sultan of Brunei would get the same vote as the President of the United States. We should never have done that kind of thing. It was a question of sovereignty and that there were other ways to improve trading relations other than putting ourselves in a European Union type thing that the Brits just by the skin of their teeth extracted themselves from. So I thought that And then when you could just feel the public opinion, the needle move. And then when senators and congressmen wake up and find out their constituents are learning about this bill and they don't like it, then the chances of voting no is much, much greater. We did that on immigration. Both times they started selling it as this wonderful bill. They have these talking points. And I used to tell them if the talking points were what the bill did, I'd be for it too. But the bill doesn't do it because I read it. And we could prove. And so you could, again, feel the public opinion start moving against this amnesty, extreme amnesty bills. So that's what it takes to really stop it, stop this kind of abuse. I call them, you know, the masters of the universe.
Right.
They control the big media, and they control the business community, and they control a lot of politicians, and they just do these things, and they think the voter won't find out what's in them. And that's the challenge. I believe good senators and representatives need to protect the public interest. That's what I said about Tom Coburn, you know, the great Tom Coburn,
right,
who just died, that his eyes flashed at ideas that favored special interest and were against the public interest. He did not like that. And I felt the same way. We were partners on a lot of these things. Ultimately, you got to defend the interests of the American people. If you do that, over time, we'll remain a prosperous and free country. If you don't, and people think it's corrupted, you could end up with a Bernie Sanders, which would be a disaster of monumental proportion. So to protect the free market, free enterprise, prosperity, liberty, the constitutional order, you have to protect it every day in the Congress.
Do bills go through and the senators are just not reading them, or are they too dependent on staff? How important is it that you have a senator that's actually engaged in the legislation itself?
Well, you got to have good staff too. My goal was always to have the best.
You did have great staff. You had great staff.
And some of them are still, you know, high positions in the Trump administration and doing very well. And then they put in language like this, Dan, except as provided in section 22B3(2), you know, such and such. Well, that may be the exception that destroys the integrity of the provision, if you know what I mean. It's hard to read these bills. And then they want to rush it through before you have a chance to actually study it. It is, and the way they really get people to come on board is they say, this is the best we can do. You cannot stand up and say no. We're going to attack you. So you're under a lot of pressure sometimes. If you hold up a bill that's got something for health care or for children or for other good causes, because they've slipped in some bad things. Often the media attacks you as holding up the bill when all you're trying to do is get extraneous bad stuff off of it.
Right. Senator, I really appreciate you. Go ahead.
They've taken their best shots at me. I'm not afraid of them.
I like that. I like that a lot. It's and people kind of misunderstand. From my time in Washington and my involvements with Hill, and particularly with cabinet departments that dealt with, had a congressional office, and knowing those people, I think there's a laziness among some senators, to be honest with you. I think they're too dependent on their staff, and their staff does not necessarily have the same conviction that a senator does.
That's true. That is a real problem in Congress, and so you have to hire staff that believes like you do, you know, and that are passionate about it. A lot of this stuff, the staff is in there 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. We're going to vote on this tomorrow. We just get the bill tonight, and you've got 4 hours to try to digest what's all in it or the changes that they've made. There's some patriotic staff people, I got to tell you, that take it, you know, it's their responsibility to try to sniff out the bad things in bills. And that's what we on the steering committee tried to do a lot. That was one of our top priorities, is to sniff out bad things in bills.
Senator, I want to thank you for calling in today. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I want you to stay well, keep up the good work out there, and stay in contact with us.
Well, we'll do it, and we're studying right now. I'm doing a lot of research on the China problem. It's a big strategic problem for America, and we need to be ready to hit the ground running in 2021.
Senator, thank you so very much. I appreciate you an awful lot.
Thank you.
Take care. Gonna be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yard. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very warm day ahead of us with a high temperature, at least, I think, in the low 80s today with a sun and cloud mix. Mild tonight, low temperature 61, risk of showers beginning in the wee hours of the morning. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Some of the storms possibly severe. Also, we can't rule out the risk of tornadoes. The threat window begins in the morning and continues through the early afternoon hours. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Breezy, much cooler Tuesday night, low 47. Wednesday, high in the upper 60s. Then we'll be in the mid-40s on Thursday morning. What a big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Skip Zillow, Calm Mellow, Wallace and Moody Realty, Paul and Christy Mellow. Let me tell you something, folks. When you look at what's going on with the coronavirus, one thing on your real estate needs, if you're thinking about selling your house, use this time to get ready to sell your house. You're coming into the season, and what a whole bunch of people are doing is nothing. And they're not getting ready. Paul and Christy Mello can get you ready. So when this thing gets lifted and we get back to normal, you're not starting then. You've started now. And they're going to get you set up for when you get into the summer months, which is a big activity, summer months all the way up to when school starts. That's the time. And the market is still good out there, but people are slowing down. And what you need to do is take advantage of this and be prepared, because they will help you get the right price for your house and fix and set the price of the house. They'll kind of judge it to the marketplace, kind of where you are and how much money you need. They'll help you prepare the house for sale. What are the things you may need to do? A little sprucing up here and there to make it more presentable. They will get a great customized, aggressive marketing campaign ready to fire on all cylinders as soon as the market, people start getting back out and visiting homes. And you want all that set up now, not then, because you're going to lose precious time. It takes weeks to do this and do it right, and now's the time to do it. And then what they'll do is help you when you get that contract negotiated. Paul and Christy Mello, Skip Zillow, call Mello. Telephone number ready to copy, 334-399-7648, 399-7648. My good friends, Paul and Christy Mello. Shall we do the encouragement warning?
I think we can pull that off, yes.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff. Exactly. Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
How dare you?
Okay, boys and girls, you know what this means. John DeVoe is on the line. As soon as he comes on, he'll have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to say whatever he wants to say, other than he cannot do a PSA, public service announcement, or start wandering. I'll have to cut him off. Okay, without further ado, let's go to John DeVoe.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
I was thinking about Greg Boudel. He's got this song he plays sometimes. I can't call the name of who that song was by. The ancients and agnostics don't have no secret soul. You ever heard that?
I don't recall it.
Yeah, that's great. Who that's by. But he always had me laughing with that. It's kind of funny song to me. But
we live to make you laugh.
Ain't got no sacred song. And
you're talking about his opener song.
Yeah, he's got a song he plays sometimes. I forget who's it by, but it's the Aces Ain't Nothing. They got no sacred song.
Oh, that's Steve Martin.
Yeah, Steve Martin. First time I heard him play that, I just laughed. I was like, oh my goodness, that's the first time I'd ever heard that.
You're using it very well every time.
Jeff Sessions, one thing I like about Jeff Sessions and Martha Roby, too, is their Montgomery offices, and when Sessions had his Montgomery office, it was in a building that was right across the street from Auburn University in Montgomery. You didn't have to go through no kind of metal detectors to get to their offices. I mean, you just walk right in. Martha Roby's office been at the same place in the same building in downtown Montgomery, maybe a 15, 20-minute walk from my apartment, that building is, just right down the street from where I live. And you just walk right in that building. I mean, there's no metal detectors or nothing to get to her office. And the same thing with Senator Sessions. When I lived in Prattville, one thing I liked about Senator Sessions and Senator Shelby is that both of their I've gone to several town hall meetings that they did in Prattville. And Senator Shelby had two town hall meetings. One was at a local downtown restaurant in downtown Prattville, and the other one was at City Hall. And then the one that Senator Sessions had was at a Holiday Inn. And in each instance, they just came and they stood up and talked about, you know, what they were dealing with in Washington. And then the rest of the time was Q&A. And it was like, listen, this is what's going on with me in Washington.
You know, you could have taken everything that you said to me and have said it in the simple thing of what he did is he talked for a little bit and did Q&A twice. And that would have told me the exact same thing that you just told me, though it took you a minute and a half to tell me. John, thanks for the telephone call. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Peace and blessings.
As Mike Deaver taught me, you need to use an economy of words. Because I used to go into this long description of an event. Mm-hmm. Say, Dan, I don't need to know that. You use an economy of words. Just tell me what I need to know. Now, don't tell me everything you know.
Yeah, listen to Polonius, Brevity is the Soul of Wit, as he kept going. I love that play.
Let's do this. Let's pull up our Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives guy.
Ah, yes.
I want you guys to listen to this. If you know anybody in the food industry, in the hospitality industry, they're waiters, they're bartenders, anything, you need to listen to this. This is the guy who stars in Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Restaurant industry has been deeply affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The National Restaurant Association estimates the industry has lost more than 3 million jobs and over $25 billion. Our next guest is doing something to help, offering grants to restaurant employees who lost their jobs or took a pay cut. Celebrity chef Guy Fieri joins us from California, where it is 4:50 in the morning, and I'm sure he's delighted that he's up and about. Guy, good morning to you.
Hey, bud. Good morning. And listen, I'll get up at any time in the morning to support my brothers and sisters in the business. And you hit it. You hit the nail right on the head, man. This is to another level. We've got over 3 million. Employees in the restaurant business that are without jobs. And I mean, everybody's without jobs, which is devastating. But in my wheelhouse, it's the restaurant industry. And when I got together with the folks at the National Restaurant Association, said, let's raise some big money and let's help these folks the best way we can. They've been serving us for years in the restaurant business. Let's serve them. So that's what we're doing.
He's spot on with that. Now, he's going to go into more detail here. Crawdad, hang on for me. Listen in.
How many of those people who you have chronicled over the years right now are out of work? Probably most of them, right?
You know what? This is the fabric. This is in a lot of communities, everybody turns to that restaurant for the donations, for their milestones, for you name it. So it's not just that the restaurant isn't operating. It's not just that the employees aren't making money. It's not that the owners aren't there. It's the community's looking for it. I mean, fortunately, there's still some restaurants that are open and people are able to get, you know, takeout. But this is hard hit. I mean, you've got these mom and pop joints. On Diners, Drive-Ins, you know, we've done 1,200 plus locations and more to come. I mean, we can do it forever. But it's an industry that's really it's people driven, and a lot of these folks are living paycheck to paycheck. They're not many of them are salaried. A lot of them are hourly. And a very hard hit group. A lot of single families. A lot of students. It's just an industry that I think everybody kind of looks at and says, oh, well, they make tips and they do great. You know what? They're the ones that are really paying the price. And we're raising a lot of money. We are at, so far this morning, we're at $8.3 million on our goal of $100 million. And Pepsi's involved, Uber Eats, Constellation Brands. I mean, you name it. We've got heavy hitters that have jumped in. Ecolab. A lot of these folks have donated some big money. But we're on our way, and we need more help, and we have a lot of people that need support. I mean, we're at $3 million right now. We're anticipating this could go anywhere to 5 to 7 million restaurant employees out of jobs.
And the overwhelming majority of the 3.28 million people were hospitality industry people that had filed. So now, if you know somebody that's in that business, this next part is going to be important. He's going to give you a website of where to go, and you can sign up. And there's no administrative cost in this thing. They go in, it's a first come, first serve, and they're trying to help people.
Rather than a loan, you're talking about, on a first-come, first-served basis, awarding exactly. grants. And the way people who are watching right now, let me just give the guidelines. You have to have worked in the restaurant industry at least 90 days. Primary source right. of income is from the restaurant industry. Experience decrease in wages or lost or job loss on or after March 10th. Okay, so those are the general qualifications. And then how do people apply? And for the people who are watching, how would they then donate to be part of this, Guy?
There, it's a simple website, rerf.us. rerf.us. And it's the National Restaurant Association. Here's the beautiful part about this, Steve, is, I mean, if there is a beautiful part, is the National Restaurant Association, when we started talking about this, you know, there's a lot of people, you donate here, donate there. The great thing about this is this program, through their educational foundation, about taking donations and dispersing money, 100% of the donations go directly to the employees. There's not going to be administration fees. There's no BS. There's no red tape. There's no blah, 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 blah. 100% of the donations. So that's a beautiful thing to think of, is that there's no admin fee being carved off the top or anything. This is going to go right to them. So it's a great way. You can find all about it. You can find about donating. You can find out if you're an employee and you're looking to, you know, to get some support. It's a fantastic website. Real quick, real easy. And I'll tell you something. The National Restaurant Association has really stepped up, as well as our partners. Boston Beer Company got involved. I mean, it's you look at when you all the people that have, you know, what the restaurant business has done for all of us, and me included. It's neat to be in an opportunity to start helping those folks, the folks that don't ask.
rerf.us. Crawdad, hang on. I made a donation today. I hope you will consider doing that. I'm telling you, these folks are panicked and they're hurting. You have a lot of single, particularly females with kids, that are taking care of folks, their servers, and this is devastating to them. Crawdad, coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. As a non-essential business, we are now forced to close our retail stores. I will be available for emergencies or to take phone orders. My cell phone is 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman is well positioned to survive this issue. Please be safe, and we'll see y'all soon.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating. violating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery area, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2928, that's where we are. Wrapping up this segment of the second hour of the Dan Morris Show, final segment. Let's go to Crawdad. Crawdad, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Excuse me.
Your producer sure has a very wide selection of cool music.
Isn't he a talented guy?
Always enjoy that. Every day, something cool. Dan, what are we doing about kids in school? Are they just not going, or are they in school and
they're doing distant learning.
Okay. So are we able to do that here with all our classrooms where they're, on a computer at home or something, or what are they doing with it?
Well, that part's a little spotty. I'll kind of tell you some, I don't know, I can't.
Everybody had a hula hoop. Every kid gets a hula hoop.
Yeah.
And then they put them in the gym. And you can't get any closer than a hula hoop to the other kid. I'm just being facetious. But really, why not use the gymnasium and the lunchroom and spread them out? You know, do some alternative teaching. But I didn't know if they were staying at home or if they were in the classroom, because I just can't see how you could keep the kids at a distance in school. I just don't know how they could do it.
Well, it's challenging times, and Alabama's doing it differently than Georgia. Georgia has a very progressive program, and they went in and did an inventory of people and to see if they had computers or had access to computers. And they did some pretty smart things here over in Georgia. I know nothing that we're doing here like this. For example, what they did is they found churches that had computers in their churches. And they're coming up with times for kids to go who don't have a computer at home, which surprisingly a whole bunch of them do in reading the Atlanta Constitution article from Sunday. But they've talked to churches and said, look, can a third grader come over at this time and do this, this, and this? And the churches are helping. They're accommodating them. Other, you know, some businesses are accommodating them.
Great. That's
but that's Georgia now. That's not Alabama.
I'm scared to death, to be honest with you, because, you know, I'm compromised, heart condition and all that mess, and I've got one doc that tells me that I may need a surgery, that I'd have to go to the hospital, be intubated and all that. I'm just thinking, you know, with my luck.
That's what will happen, right?
Yeah, but I'm worried about the kids, and, you know, we can't send them at home. We can't send them all home because that didn't work. Mom and Dad are trying to eke out something at home, but anyways, I was just wondering about that, and thank you for taking time to answer my question.
It is my pleasure, Crawdad, my pleasure.
Have a good day, sir.
You too. Let me fit Earl in here. Earl, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Earl?
Hello?
Hey, Earl.
Hey, Dan, I got a question for you about another potential impact on businesses that have been shut down, particularly small businesses. When I was in business, the rate at which I paid my unemployment compensation insurance was based on my history of successful claims filed against me. Will these small businesses see an increase in their unemployment compensation rate, and if so, how long will it last?
That's a great question. Believe it or not, if your employer did not pay in unemployment compensation, they don't penalize you for that. They're still going to give you the money, particularly the federal money. So Even if the state doesn't, the Fed will, from the way I read the legislation. But anytime unemployment benefits go up, unemployment compensation or unemployment insurance goes up also, because it's a statistical program that they do.
Okay.
But let me tell you where that's going to be taken. What's going to happen with that is when the session meets, they're going to have to address that.
Okay. I just think, you know, these businesses that have closed through no fault of their own, I don't think should be penalized for it by an increase in rates.
Well, like I said, the rate is determined, just like any other insurance, by the amount of payouts that you're doing.
Right. And, of course, all these companies are going to be paying out more. It'll be charged against their account.
Like I said, the federal government may waive that, and that's not going to be a consideration. But we're not going to know until it gets to the state.
Okay. We don't know for a fact yet whether or not they will waive that increase.
We don't know that, and we don't know if there was going to be an increase, how much it would be.
Okay. Well, I think if I answer my question, that's been kind of concerning to me. I was in business for years and years and paid that insurance. And I just don't want to see the small businesses particularly penalized for that. So thank you so much for your answer and your time.
You're welcome. So welcome. Let's do this. Let's go to Howard Kurtz again. We did the Richard Fowler. We're now on number three. Guy Benson on the media. And if roles were reversed, what would it be like?
Well, Guy, you know, the president takes a lot of media criticism for when he takes swipes at people, whether he's counterpunching or not. For example, we talked earlier about the criticism that he made of the Democratic governors in Washington State and in Michigan, and of course his attacks on the press, which then gets the press all riled up. But the Pelosi comments, I think, remind us that partisanship on the Democratic side is also pretty rampant, even in this crisis, and yet that the media don't make that as much of an issue.
Yeah, well, we see a bunch of hand-wringing about Nancy Pelosi and her rhetoric in the middle of a pandemic. I suspect not. And look, the point that you made in response to my previous point, Howie, which was the Democrats' argument was they needed to negotiate a few more provisions, and the bill barely changed between Sunday and final passage. That's fair enough. But I think we all know that if the roles had been reversed and Republicans in the Senate were filibustering a pandemic relief bill for days on end for minor changes, I think the coverage would be drastically different than it was last week. And I think we all know why.
News Show 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break for the final hour.
Dan Morris Show.